numerous Colorado education associations, including the Colorado Association of School Executives, the Colorado Association of School Boards, the Colorado Education Association, the Colorado League of Charter Schools, and the Colorado High School Activities and Athletics Association, know that transgender students should be protected and have the right to facilities, activities, and athletics that correspond with their gender identity. If schools wish to discriminate against transgender Americans, they should do so on their own dime. Title IX states that no education program or activity receiving federal funding can be allowed to discriminate. By rescinding this guidance, public funds can now be used to discriminate against transgender students. Transgender students only want to live their lives and go to school like every other student. And that includes being able to use the bathroom without harassment. We are disappointed in President Trump and his administration for sanctioning potential harassment and violence against students, including transgender students. Please get involved in this issue. Call your legislatures. Do whatever you can. Sign petitions. In any event, please stay tuned next week for another exciting episode of Outsources.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Please stay tuned for the pre-recorded Opera Box after these brief announcements.
This program is presented by the KGNU listener members and by Ars Nova Singers. More information at arsnovasingers.org.
Hey all you Mardi Gras lovers, KGNU and the Colorado Friends of Cajun Zydeco are going to bring Mardi Gras right to you on Saturday, March 4th at the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder. Come dance and groove to Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble straight from Louisiana. Enjoy Cajun food from Oscar Blues and beer from Avery Brewery and plenty of wine and spirits at the bar. Special thanks to Boulder Marriott, Avery, Oscar Blues, and Liquor Mart for their generous support this year. Don't forget to leave room for some king cake. Wear your funkiest Mardi Gras costume and enter the costume contest. There will be amazing prizes awarded to first, second, and third place winners. Once again, that is KGNU and CFCZ's Mardi Gras celebration on Saturday, March 4th at the Avalon Ballroom. Tickets are available for $25 at kgnu.org or $30 the day of the show or $15 with valid ID.
Good evening. This is Chris Moore with KGNU's Opera Box. It's a Warner Classics CD called 40 Most Beautiful Arias. Placido Domingo, Jerry Hadley, and Thomas Hampson singing together. Jennifer Larmour. It just goes on and on with some of the greatest singers of the 20th century. And we're going to start with the most famous aria possibly of all time in the world of opera, Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot, of course by Puccini. Placido Domingo, one of the three tenors, is singing.
Oh. il n'a jamais connu de loi. Si tu ne m'aimes pas, je t'aime. Si je te ne prends garde à toi. Si tu ne m'aimes pas, si tu ne m'aimes pas, je t'aime. Mais si je t'aime, si je t'aime.
Thank you.
Thank you.
sempre un amabile leggiadro viso, in pianto, in riso e menzognero. La donna è
La Donna e Mobile of Verdi. This is from a CD called 40 Most Beautiful Arias. Richard Leitch was the tenor in that performance, and a lot of other great Verdi, Puccini, other fabulous opera composers represented, and we'll come back to this CD at some future point. But right now I want to talk about something else very beautiful that's happening in the world of opera that is going to be live, and that is a performance of a very simple opera called As One. It's a string quartet and two singers, a male and a female singer, and a young person. It's the telling the story of a young person who's going through a transgender transformation as he is growing up and becoming she, Hannah. The two singers, again, representing one character. I don't have the music, but I did have a chance to talk to Greg Carpenter of Opera Colorado. This is unique in their history, and it actually shows, in my mind, a change of direction. They will always be doing the great classics, of course, of opera at Opera Colorado in Denver, but here is a chance for them to spread their wings and try something very contemporary. Let's take a listen to what Greg has to say about this work.
The next opera that's coming up in early March, As One, which has two singers representing one character, who's going through a transgender or is having a transgender experience of some kind. Can you tell us just a little bit about this? This is obviously a much, much smaller, very, very chamber opera, just a string quartet, right? And the two singers.
Yes. You know, this is part of a whole new focus for the company going forward, and that is the third opera in the season being something newer, contemporary work, and hopefully that has some subject matter that hits at social issues, things that are important in our community. And so As One is the first in that series. One of the reasons I chose it is not because it has a transgender theme to it. I chose it because I thought, first of all, the forces that are needed to do it are just right for what we're looking to do in a small venue, 600, less than 600 seat theater. But I found that this journey that the transgender character of Hannah before and Hannah after, goes through is a journey that we all go through probably multiple times in our life, and that is just trying to discover who we are at any given moment. How do we belong in the world we live in? How do we find peace within ourselves as we move through that journey of self-discovery so that we are productive, we're comfortable in our skin, we're productive members of our community, we have something amazing to offer to the world we live in, And I think that's something that we do hopefully many times through our lives, and not just the typical sort of coming out of our shell, you might say, in those college years or when you go off to school and you sort of have a sense of freedom from your parents and you're trying to figure out how you fit into the world there. I think, you know, we do this probably about every 15, 20 years in our lives where, you know, we're looking forward to what's the next thing for us and how does that change us in terms of our personalities, in terms of what we do. And I think that's what's really important about this. It's a universal story. It's not just a transgender story. It's that universal story told through the experience of a transgender individual.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because I have been friends with and have talked with a few transgender people. And even though I don't connect to that specific journey in my personal life, I end up making a very deep connection with the questions of identity, the questions of, you know, the question of who am I, what is my life about, who am I really, and is it safe for me to be who I am? Is that okay?
Right.
And all, these are the kind of questions that they ask and that they're going through, and I just think to myself, oh, well, I've been through those exact same questions with whatever it is I'm going through in my life in a completely different realm.
And I think what's great about this piece and what I want most everybody to know about it is this is not so much about the physical journey, the physical transformation of an individual from being a man to a woman or vice versa. This is about the emotional journey. This is about the emotional challenges that an individual faces as they discover who they are and then figure out what that means in the world that they live in. And I think that's what makes this so exciting and interesting a piece, is it's that emotional journey. This is not about drag queens or sort of those, what I think the outside world looks as social norms for the LGBT community. This is about an emotional journey and a growing within that emotion.
I imagine, too, that Opera Colorado as an institution, which I imagine some people mistakenly think of this as a conservative institution, and of course you have to play operas that that will fill up the house and that sort of thing. But this is a direction that in a sense, partially to a degree, perhaps redefines Opera Colorado in the eyes of the public and in your eyes as the general manager.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's a focus that a lot of companies are taking around the U.S. right now, and that is saying is, you know, how do we engage a new audience in the world of opera, and not looking at that as what kind of gimmicks do you put out there to get a different group of people, and I'm not just talking about younger people, I'm just talking about a different, you might say, demographic to come to the opera. You know, it used to be that, you know, it's martinis and Mozart and, you know, those kinds of things that you try to do to hook, let's just say, a younger generation into appreciation of our art form that we all love so much. Now the trend is, and it's proving successful, that it's done through programming, that you program to a different audience. And that audience then comes because that subject matter or that medium that we're using for this, a smaller theater, more intimate, more relaxed, video-based. This piece runs with essentially a film behind it.
Right.
75 minutes with a film behind it. People who like that more multimedia approach to consumption of art and entertainment. So programming has become the focus of what you program attracts the different audience, not the gimmicks that I think the industry has looked at in the past. And that's a big part of what we're looking for in the future.
You can find out more about that one as well at operacolorado.org. And it's March, what is it, 3rd, 4th, and 5th?
Second, 3rd, and 4th.
Second, 3rd, and 4th. Okay, thank you for the correction on that.
So again, that was Greg Carpenter, the general director of Opera Colorado, talking about As One, a chamber opera for two voices, music and concept by Laura Kaminsky, libretto of Mark Campbell and Kimberly Reed, March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Performing Arts Complex at Pinnacle Charter School. A little humor, a little empathy, 75 minutes of music for a string quartet and these two voices. It should be very, very interesting. Go to operacolorado.org for more information. There's only a few performances, so you don't want to miss this opportunity. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes left, and there is another opera I want to tell you about, obviously a much more traditional one in this case. The Merry Wives of Windsor is performed sometimes, but never transported to another setting that I know of. 1950s Scarsdale, New York, and I can see how that could work very interestingly. Dr. Juliana Hawke, or Robert Hawke, are directing this comedic opera featuring one of Shakespeare's funniest characters, Falstaff. So if you would like to find out more about that, this is Full Circle Creative is the name of the company, and we're going to, of course, at the Loveland Opera Theater, and these performances are coming up next month, so I thought I'd play a little excerpt, a very beautiful excerpt, from this opera.
Yeah.
Ophelia from the Merry Wives of Windsor, a Lehar operetta. It's going to be a delightful work and soon to be playing over at Loveland Opera Theater, so check them out. And I'd like to mention a few other opera events that are happening along the Front Range as well. Of course, as I had talked about pretty extensively before, As One, a chamber opera for two voices and string quartet, music and concept by Laura Kaminsky, libretto by Mark Campbell and Kimberly Reed. The 75-minute chamber opera depicting the experiences of its sole transgender protagonist, sung by two people, a male voice and a female voice, a baritone and a mezzo-soprano, sung in English with English subtitles at the Performing Arts Complex at Pinnacle Charter School. This is being done by Opera Colorado, which is much more famous for its grand opera, so this is a new direction that they're going out in to add to what they do more traditionally. The Eklund Opera is bringing the Magic Flute to Mackey Auditorium right here in Boulder. CU Boulder's Eklund Opera, March 17th, 18th, and 19th. So, all these performances are taking place at CU Boulder at the Mackey Auditorium. St. Mary's College Women's Choir with organist David Eicher is putting on Tiad Mille Fetile, the traditional Irish folk songs and pub tunes, Friday, March 17th at 7:30 p.m. up in East Denver, Augustana Lutheran Church, 5000 East Alameda. $25 tickets, and you can go to augustanaarts.org for more information on that. Boulder's Dinner Theater is going through its transition right now to its spring play. The winter play has ended, the big tap dance extravaganza, and now Disenchanted with some unusual takes, I guess you might say, on the traditional fairy tales. And that opens on March 3rd, so you might want to check out BDT Stage and find out more about that. Denver Lyric Opera Guild has just completed its preliminary competition for Colorado Singers at Bethany Lutheran Church on East Hamden, and that's the same place where on March 25th the DLOG Finals competition takes place. And those are the best singers in Colorado, and they're going to be competing fiercely for some very substantial prizes from 1 to 5 p.m. Again, that's March 25th, so you certainly won't want to miss that. Thanks so much for listening to Opera Box here on KGNU.
We're coming up on 3 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Good Monday. Welcome to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. I'm sitting in for James Weiss, who's enjoying himself out on a wilderness trek. Tonight, my classical playlist contains music by one composer based on the style or arrangement of the music of another composer, such as this riff on Pachelbel's Canon by baby boomer composer Bob Chilcutt. And I've got music of Francis Poulenc, Arnold Schoenberg, Idor Villa-Lobos, Samuel Barber, Arvo Pärt, and Andre Panufnik. I think of it as a sort of a classical fusion, so join me for tonight's classical combos.